Hello.
Hey, girl. Hi.
So you guys, can you hear?
Kind of. Turn it up. We
Uh-oh.
can hear you a little bit. Turn
I
it
was
up.
saying, we
Turn
can
your
hear
volume
you.
up. Turn your volume up a little bit.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
Just a
but
little
it's
bit better,
very,
yeah.
very low.
Okay. Now I can hear y'all.
I hear her.
Okay.
Okay.
And
Yeah,
we live.
girl. We
Yes.
live.
Hello.
We live. You are here with K Vly and D Ray with Horror and Hoots. You guys, we have Miss Laura Carter. She is the author of Angry Black Woman versus the
Yes.
Zombie Girl. Yeah. And this is available on Amazon. So if you want to get your Halloween started, let's get this Halloween, let's get our October started right. Let's
Get your book.
go. Let's
Read it. Read
go. Come on in,
it.
whore and hooch people. Let's trickle in. Let's get this party started, you guys. We are ready to go. By the way, and y'all, I am slipping today. I do not even have all I got is some water today. I am tripping. I don't even have my hooch today. I don't even have my hooch ready.
So, Miss Laura, if you don't know, it's always a customary drink at every episode, and I don't ever fail because I'm the bartender. So, it's Sunday.
I'm
I'm sipping
failing.
light. It's a little Coke and Jack today. We sipping light,
I'm
but
failing.
it's usually a drink at every episode. But you get a pass because you're the author, so.
I just came from Georgia. So I woke up this morning in Georgia and we drove all the way back to Virginia. So we
Wow.
yeah.
Oh, because you were here at BlurCon, right?
No, I was at AfroPunk.
I mean, AfroPunk, not BlurCon, AfroPunk. Yes, my bad, y'all. Yes,
How
I
was
saw the
it?
picture.
It was good. I liked it. That was my first time in Atlantic Station. So I was like, oh, it was really nice. The atmosphere was
Nine.
great. AfroPunk is always fun. I love the culture. I love everything that they're trying to do. And it was a great time.
Now, do you cosplay?
I don't have the funding for it. I have the passion for it, but it's the funding. I have
That's
like
me.
three small kids, and I'm just like, yeah,
I ain't got it.
I need these shoes, or do I need this? I do. I have like wigs. I have the wigs. I just need the passion to put everything else together.
She got to put everything in. And that's my thing. It's expensive if you want to do it well. So I do what I can with my little makeup skills, but I don't have, like you say, the funding for the costumes. Y'all be out there doing it. I saw pictures today from AfroPunk. It was bomb. So yes. Trying to see if we're gonna get a little couple more folks in here. I know it's Sunday night, y'all getting ready for work. But we do have the book we're talking about, Angry Black Woman versus Zombies. Miss Carter. Tell us. I'm sorry. I be trying to read comments at the same time. I guess we'll get into just a basic question of tell us about you. You're an author, but tell us about you.
Me,
People don't know who you are.
me, I was raised in Dayton, Ohio. Went to predominantly black high school. Why we wanted to bet it's like an HBCU of high school. So it was Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School, class of 2001. So I got introduced to black literature really early on. Paul Lawrence Dunbar is a famous African American poet. There's like several schools across the country. And that was like my first introduction to black literature. Just any kind of alternative literature, because black literature is far superior than what a lot of people claim to be better literature.
Right.
So yeah, I was reading to Toni Morrison, Ralph Ellis, Richard Wright, really great African American authors.
Uh-oh.
So that's how I got my love for literature. But I also at the same time had my love for horror. So I was reading
We
Goosebumps.
was too. That's where you start. That's where you start.
Exactly.
Uh-oh. I got some of my viewers saying the sound is low.
My sound?
Yeah.
Yep. Do you have earphones in or something? No?
Oh, this is just the phone.
Instagram, y'all trying not to let us be great today?
I see. You must have my first one. Maybe if I stand a little, lean in a little bit. Is that better?
I can hear you, but can y'all hear her? Somebody give me a comment. Tell me, is that better?
Yes, her sound is low. I had to turn my volume up to hear her a little bit better.
I don't want to have to shout. Do I got to shout?
No, nah, girl, don't scream.
I was just going to say, just speak a little bit louder or something. Or do you have earbuds or anything?
I have a mic, but it turns off my sound.
No, nah, we don't want to turn off your sound. No, I want to turn.
Don't do that.
I'm just talking and then unplugging it. But, yeah, so in high school, I was one of the, someone else just said my sound is low. It's okay. I'll just try to talk louder. So
yeah, talk a little bit louder.
Okay, it worked.
In high school, I was, reading the Goosebumps, the Stephen King, along with the Black literature. As also as urban literature, so there was the truth to the game.
Coldest one to ever. Look, I knew it was coming.
So yeah, if you was to read the book, there's a lot of all of that in the book. You have the urban, you still have African American literature, and you still have the horror in it too. And I really just tried to cram as much of my experience in just throughout the world into this one book, but still keep it urban. Because I can do the literature, the good literature, but it's almost like code switching. It's like the privilege of being able to code switch. I love it. Like, I love being able to do it because I know that somebody, Stephen King can't write like me. He can do great horror, but he won't be able to do that urban part. So that's what I really wanted to do with this first one, is just combine as much African American literature, whether it's urban or beloved, a great horror book.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So when did you start writing?
I've always written, but this was the first time I really felt like I had something. I was writing in high school. I actually went to New York City and I majored in writing and literature at BMCC.
Okay.
Published. So I just fell back. I wanted to actually make money. So I wanted to get like a nice little job and make money and live my life in New York. So I did that for a long time. And I was just hustling, working, just trying to have things in life. And finally this pandemic was one of the things that set me down. I stopped surviving and started to actually understand peace and just be able to just kind of like center myself. And I picked it back up, and I was just really going through like a hard time during the pandemic. I think a lot of us were.
Right.
Therapy for me. So
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Get it all off your chest.
Yeah. Actually, this isn't so much as a pandemic book as it is a post January 6th book. That's what kind of like kicked a lot of things into gear, because I was so afraid. I was so unprepared for what they were planning. And I was like, oh, that's great. And you kind of get that in the book too. Like, just that one day you wake up and things change. And you had no idea like why these things.
What's going on?
Yeah. They want to change things and just disrupt our life. I mean, this kind of continuously happened with African Americans. We think we have our feet settled. We think we're successful. And then something happens. And
I put upside down.
Yeah, we was happy in Africa in a boat. I mean, happy African our motherland. And then something happened. They decided they wanted to change things. So.
Okay. So I know you said that, the pandemic and everything that was going on kind of inspired you to actually get back into writing this, but what was your approach to writing this? Did you come up with your characters first, or did you come up with your plot and kind of build around it?
Yeah, I actually built around the plot. A lot of it was taken from like my own experience. I went through a really ugly custody fight, and that kind of what started like this traumatic experience of just things being taken away from me. And me not having control of it, like now my whole life has kind of changed because I had built my environment around my kids, and then it was just changed. And so I didn't really start with the characters because the character is nameless. It's kind of supposed to be the point of the POV of all of us.
So wait, because let me tell you, I got to the end of this book and was like, wait a minute. Did I miss her name the whole time? Like, when did they say her name the whole time? I was like, it's no, it's a she, it's a her, it's a mom. Where is her name in this book? But I was going to ask you that, so you did that on purpose.
Yeah, that's definitely a person. Literature. That's what
I was like, did I miss it?
To kind of just put everybody in that perspective of the character. I mean, I'm pretty sure that somebody could take something out of this character, whether you're a mom, black woman, whether you're successful, whether you're just a single parent where you have your own parent kind of shutting down your parenting. Mm-hmm. Something that somebody can take, any one of us can take from this character, and they can pick up what they can relate to and or put down what they can't relate to and just learn from the things that they couldn't relate to.
And get- I like that.
Who is your favorite horror author?
R.L. Stine.
Really?
Yeah, because I love that he could put that fear into kids. I like that he took that approach. Like, no,
it sounds bad when you say it like that.
Because he gets you when he got you at a young age. And it's like when you know he made us realize when we were kids that we loved horror at that young of an age, and that's where it started to blossom with us, like that it's in the childhood. That we like horror and it's okay, and yeah. we kept feeding it after that, you know what I mean?
Right
There was so many different stories. If it wasn't, you know, the playground, mm-hmm. or the carnival, it was a doll, a werewolf.
The mask. Girl, that mask still haunt me.
Yes. And it just, even the community it built, because I don't think anybody else in my high school read R.L. Stine either, the Goosebumps.
What?
Yeah, like, I mean, we didn't talk about it.
Maybe because I had a lot of white friends, but we was all in them books. I was knocking them back. Like I was reading them in a day. My nose was in them books, and it would be like I get them, and in a day I was like, I'm done.
I think for me it was I was always reading something. So when it became, oh, it's a whole series like this, it was get through the series. It's another one coming out. Buy it for me. Like my mom was putting Goosebump books in my Easter basket.
I was like yes.
I don't know why I remember that so vividly.
What is your favorite zombie movie?
Yeah, because you gave us real zombie in this book.
So what is your favorite zombie movie?
Real zombie would be Serpent in the Rainbow.
That's a good... You know what? And I just recently watched that because remember Desiree Kelly Jo Mentor
told us about that. Yes.
That movie. So I just watched that movie last year.
And she took me aback because that's not a common one. So I'm like, okay, girl, you know your movies, right?
I actually seen this. Like I had to be in middle school when I first seen it.
Really?
It was like, you know, nobody, the parents didn't want like the kids to watch it because it was going to, you know, corrupt the kids or something like that. So I had to watch it because everyone was just like, no, this movie is terrible. That's that real voodoo stuff. So I'm like, ooh, now I gotta see it.
Right. Don't tell me not to watch it.
Oh yeah.
That's a good pick. I like it. Okay.
Yeah. There was this one scene with him in the chair, which I actually kind of put in the book. But there was that one scene in the book, he kind of gets in the chair. I don't want to spoil it for nobody who's never seen it. But
they just clicked for me when you said it. But okay.
I don't want to spoil the movie or the book, but yeah, there's a particular scene that has to do with Mia's part. Scary. Still scary. Yeah.
Yeah, one of my favorite zombie movies, and actually one of my favorite movies, period. And I guess it's because it's silly. Is Return of the Living Dead Part 2. When I watched this movie when I was a kid, and I guess it's because even though it's a zombie movie, but it's not really scary. Because it's like it puts you in survival mode, but it's kind of like one of those. It's like one of those. Because after when they started making Return of the Living Dead movies and like they had the real cheesy 80s horror type thing, it was real cornballish. But it was like, but if you watch it at night, it's like it's creepy because you got to be in survival mode, but it's also cornballish. But I don't know, something about that movie. And after that, my love of horror was just like.
I'm gonna say, is that the
It's
one
like the
they were
cornball movie.
That's the one they were in the container?
It was after that. It was more. It
After
was
that
like
one.
it was right after that one.
Okay.
It's a
So
bunch
that.
of them. It's a bunch of
Yeah,
them.
but I'm just like.
But it came right after that one.
Okay. I gotta look into
I
it again
don't
because
think that I
that one
have a.
the container.
I guarantee you, if you watch that one, you're gonna be like, oh, I love that. I promise you, if you watch Return of the Living Dead 2, you're gonna see it and you're gonna be like, oh, I watched it and I love that movie. Because you
I'm pretty
probably
sure
don't
I've
remember
seen
it
it.
by name, but I
Yeah, it
promise
is one
you've
of them.
seen it.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, they used to show it on TV all
TV
the
all
time.
the
It was one of those that they showed all the time.
I'm gonna get off her zombie movies because there's shit going on about her zombie movie. But in terms of the book, so we read it. Again, we're not gonna tell y'all details because we want y'all to read it.
Spoiler free.
Again, it is Angry Black Woman versus Zombies. But how has your response been so far from those who've read your book? What is your feedback? Are people enjoying it? Tell us what you feel.
Yeah, they're really in, it's one of those things that I don't think anybody was really ready for. So there was like a lot of hesitation and reservation about what it was going to be about, but as soon as they read it, like all the way through, they loved it. And I think the only one comment was just like, oh, it's kind of too Christian. And I'm like, that was kind of my favorite part.
It didn't, but it didn't stay. It wasn't that way the entire way through.
Yeah,
Like
like
you
that
had to
was
get to the.
end. I think it was the end, the way the kids were at the end that they probably didn't. I'm like, but that's the scary part about it. The kids were very
I thought it was a little creepy. Like they done got all kinds of weird now after living through this experience. Okay.
That's the only kind of negative. I don't want to hear you say it was negative feedback, but it was just that was the only kind of they loved it, but that was like the only kind of thing that kind of threw them for a loop. And I'm like, okay, it's all right. I think everybody is going to have maybe like one or two things that they're gonna be iffy about, but for the most part, everyone has loved it. Waiting for more. I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna follow up and do the same kind of universe thing, but I know I'm gonna do more and with that tone of urban horror. But yeah, it's been absolutely great. I feel like Kanye West.
Yeah.
It's like a genius. Like
Come on, Kanye. Come on, Kanye. Just don't go crazy on this. Just.
Now, why do you feel that representation for us in this genre is important to you?
Because we're always, African American women are always overlooked for everything, especially our survival skills. Everyone knows that we can make a dollar out of 15 cents. They know this, but it's never appreciated, it's never rewarded, it's never really looked at in the lens of how are we going to get this done. One of the main reasons why I did want to use the zombie apocalypse and kind of take back our ownership of zombies, but also kind of do a kind of like a literary, this to those who've always kind of played us as sidekicks, especially with TWD. They've consistently played African Americans. They T-dogged us. And they had one of the strongest characters, like a sidekick. I'm talking about, you know, Michonne. Like, you know, Michonne was probably one of the best characters written. If anybody has ever read the graphic
novel. Walking Dead.
Yeah. Read the graphic novel. They really took a lot of her and whitewashed her and gave, like, important scenes to a Caucasian woman, in my opinion. I was like, okay, I want to take this back and really kind of show that we have one of the greatest survival skills known on Earth. And we need to start recognizing that and start putting it into our hearts and our spirit that we can survive anything. No matter how many times we are challenged, we can get through things. And we just need to start really being prepared and start recognizing and understanding that, hey, we have this really strong spirit in us, and it will get us through anything, instead of just, we're not the sidekick. At far from it. Like, we can lead our family, we can lead our friends, we can absolutely lead in any situation known to man. That can, even if we was to wake up one day, wake up dead, we can still survive it and get through it, regardless of what the media has tried to portray us to be.
Right.
And that's where the title had came from. Like, I'm so sick of that angry Black woman stereotype.
See, and I was curious about that. I was like, why did she go there with that? Mm-hmm. You know, they're always calling us angry. Mm-hmm. But okay, I'm seeing it.
Yeah, because it was like, everybody, if you was going to just kind of pick this up and take it as a story about a Black woman sassing her way through the zombie apocalypse, you were going to be disappointed, and you deserve to be, because you fed into the stereotype. Just so somebody was going to feed into the stereotype of the virus zombie. You fed into it. So you're going to be disappointed if you're not going to look into what the character and the characters are really about. If you're just going to take it at face value, you deserve to be disappointed. And I'm not going to make an apology to those who wanted, you know, a coldest winter ever in zombies. Like, no, it's just...
That ain't this, bitch. So I have one other question, because before I started reading, of course, I had to check out, you know, the back and see what it was about. And this book got a trigger warning.
Yes.
And this is something I am not used to. So I said, okay, hold on. What's that mean? Were you nervous about your trigger warning? Because it is, y'all who, again, have not seen the book, there are some racy topics in here, some stuff that might be a little off-putting if you don't read the trigger warning on the back. She warned you. But were you worried about people seeing that and straying away from the book, or how did you feel including all of those different elements?
Well, I felt that those who are going to read it, I feel like they should be prepared for some of the things that are in the book, because we have been through some stuff. We have been through a lot of things that we don't talk about. We compartmentalize a lot of our trauma, and I didn't want to just bring that on Black women and just, you know, for entertainment value. That's not why I wanted people to know, like, Black women to know this is some of the things that's going to be in there, so they can have the agency to decide whether they want to read it or not. Because one of the things I didn't like about them, I love the horror content in them. I did not like how I felt like they kind of exploited Black trauma, and they really kind of like
hurt that angle
Black trauma, and didn't really warn us. I mean, there was a warning in that one episode, the Cat in the Bag. There was a warning, but at the same time, when I was at the end of it, I was just like, I don't think I would have wanted to know
before you watched it.
Before I watched it, because it kind of took me out of it. By the end of this, and I just wanted the trigger warning to be like, hey, this is going to be some of the content that's going to be in there. You know, you can heal first before you read it, or
right.
You can just go ahead and read it and start to heal from after that. But you know that's going to be in there, and just have some agency. Not for entertainment. Well, it's for entertainment, but it's also for like our spirit, and just for us to really start healing from a lot of the things that we've gone on in our real life. I feel like certain people can look and escape, but sometimes it's not an escape for us. We've been through some things, and it's going to trigger us, and that's why I put the trigger warning. I just want to make sure that, and just be cautious of our audience, because I mean, I do love Black women. I love horror fans, but at the same time, I don't want to
traumatize nobody.
Yeah, like, we've been through enough. Like, we shouldn't have to be using our trauma for, you know, clickbait or our entertainment value.
I can appreciate that. Oh, on a lighter note, Desiree, you forgot to ask her. So, are you a drinker? And if so, what is your favorite drink?
What, you took my speaker to me, y'all?
Because I'm slipping, because we would normally have our drinks, because I ran up here so fast, and the only thing I grabbed was some water. But, you know, my normally I would be sitting here with a glass of
wine.
I'm pretty much the wine sipper out of the crew, and I got some 19 Crimes down there. So that was my plan to sit up here and drink. So that was what I had planned to drink. But what would be your drink of choice?
Wine, red Merlot.
Okay.
Yes, I love a dry red. I know some people are like, ugh. Bitter.
I'm a sweet.
I can drink a sweet too. Maybe not like too sweet, but my typical go to is a red wine. That's a dry red wine.
I can look, chef's kiss on it. I ain't mad. She knows what she likes.
If I would have been here earlier, I would have stopped up at Walmart, got me something.
So, well, we appreciate you joining us, coming straight off of Afropunk. I forgot that you said you were doing that. So, definitely appreciate you making the time.
Give everybody your social media.
Yeah, where can we find you? Where can we buy the book?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram on l.carter.authoress. TikTok, also l.carter.authoress. Twitter, I need my Twitter followers. I have like 2 Twitter followers, so LC Authors. It's LC Authors on Twitter, and you can also find a book on Amazon. Get it? I think I'm gonna be having a promotion. They had like a promotion, so I might be doing something all of October. I put this in like months before, so just go continuously check on Amazon, look for that promotion.
Get your copy.
Everybody follow us, Whore and Hooch Facebook group. Y'all know in October we turn up.
It goes down.
We are about to kick off our Halloween. So y'all know we about to get it cracking. We are about to do our pre-Halloween episode. And of course, we are probably gonna start it off with a giveaway. Y'all, let's go. Whore and Hooch Facebook group, Spotify, Whore and Hooch, YouTube, The Fifth Wall LLC. Y'all, let's get it. Let's get our literature started.
We'll support this book. We'll be posting her information in the group. So if you in the group, look for it later on. We'll get her book posted. We'll get her links posted so you guys can go support. Y'all got to do the thing.
This interview will be posted on, this is going to stay on our Instagram page, and it will be on our YouTube page. Thank you, Miss Laura, for joining us tonight, and we look forward to seeing everybody this October. Y'all know we about to turn up for our Halloween. Thank you,
and let
you
us know when the next book come out.
Yep.
I sure will. Y'all first on my list. I'm definitely gonna be make sure I drink. Give me some wine suggestions. What should I be drinking? I haven't had that 99 Crime. Somebody pick that up.
Yes. Get on that. That's what we drink in these days. Get on that.
19 Crimes. Shout out Snoop Dizzle.
Get on that 19 Crimes. That's what we sip in these days.
Well, we know you are tired. We're gonna let you get your recoup from the travel. Again, thank you for joining us, everybody out there in Whore and Hooch. Go support Miss Carter, support her book, and let us know how you feel about it. drop us some comments. Tell us if you read it, what you liked. We'll pass the word along.
And we will see you guys in a couple of weeks for our pre-Halloween special, you guys.
Good night.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.